What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's X on the Beach time. So the House wants Farrah to be free. Cheyenne politics to get Corey Z out of the house. And Jay tries out for the Olympics with the long jump. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
They don't understand me.
Nah.
They don't understand.
Hey, they don't understand. Let me put
them
in the buzzer.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that Fenty? That's, I got Fenty. The same
color. Oh, my God. This is crack. This is literally.
Is it? I would not.
It gives you an extra plum.
I do have some Bob clone on.
You do. You smell like money today. I got to give you that.
I do. You smell it? You smell it?
God, yeah.
Money, son. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's your favorite Uncle Lynn Gonzalez in the building. Another crazy show that we are about to attempt to cover.
Yes.
We're going to do it, though, because that's what we do. Next to me, you know what it is. Always looking shady in a good way.
Yes, in the Sensei. Greatest way. What up, y'all? And I actually...
Uh-oh.
Have notes tonight.
Oh, she has notes.
I don't normally take notes, but you know, I definitely want to talk about some things.
Yes.
So, you know, the hair's out.
The red lip
the
is
nails
out.
Are dead. Shout out to Nailed by Lexi. Hashtag ad.
It's going down. our resident messy correspondent, Messy Melody, in the building.
What up, what up, what up? This was a really good episode, and I love you, Nino, but I'm really excited.
I know, right? So, shout out to my boy, Nino, Filipino King. Oh, he is out living his best life. But,
yes,
you know, we had to have somebody come and fill in his seat. So, none other than the amazing, the incomparable... I gotta give her a full name. Deandra Delgado is in the building.
Thank you. I'm
yes.
so happy to be here.
Yes. I mean, we haven't seen you in so long.
I know. It's been like, what, 7 days?
I know. It's crazy. Too long.
Too many hours, too many days.
Right. Yes. Right. Super glad she's here. If you watched the show last week, she was on the couch with her girl, Nerese. Now she's helping us break down this episode. We do have a person on the couch. She's not on the couch yet. So if
she's
the camera goes
in
there. You know, it's, yeah, exactly. If you're from L.A., you know about that L.A. traffic. So it's a monster. But she's going to be joining us in just a second. But we wanted to get started because we got to get into this episode.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's going down. Live chat is popping as usual. So let's go right to it. So I thought this was really funny, the whole court date with Farrah and the free Farrah and the,
right.
and the everything.
She really just went to court.
Right. I thought it was funny. Like, what do you think is the situation? Because when Farrah first came in the house, nobody was messing with Farrah.
Right.
It seems like the tides have turned. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's just, it is what it is. Like, mm-hmm. Farrah's there. Farrah stays who she is.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to change for anyone. So I think they were just embracing it more than hating on it. I don't know. That's my opinion. That's what I'm seeing.
Right.
Didi, you was in the building.
I mean, Farrah is a very unique person. I didn't even know who Farrah was walking into that house. Like, once people would be like, I walked into the house, they were like, oh, do you know who that girl is? I'm like, no.
Okay.
Like, oh, it's Farrah. That I'm like, who? I still don't know her.
But
the more I learned about her while I was there, I was like, okay, so now I understand why she is one of a kind.
Yes.
But, I mean, her in the house, she was literally, like, you guys saw her sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And either in her room, she would come down for a little bit, do her little dispute or whatever, and then go back upstairs.
And that was it. So she was really chill.
Yeah.
Real mellow.
It's like, no. Because clearly on next week's episode, she ain't that mellow.
So she had a moment of being mellow, maybe.
She had a moment of, you know, wants to step out of her comfort zone
right.
a little
right.
bit.
Right.
Well, my thing was, is like, I was afraid either she was going to take it in a negative way or a positive way.
Free
the free fair.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, my first reaction was thinking she's going to walk in the house like, oh my God, are you guys serious? You guys really printed out my mugshot? My mugshot? It's everywhere. Oh my God,
funny.
This is so disrespectful. But then she came into the house like, oh my God, this is the sweetest thing ever. Like,
yeah.
She was loving it. And I was like, okay, girl. I'm with it.
Okay.
We all with it. Free Farrah, girl.
Free Farrah. I mean, I guess it's, you know, a good thing in the sense of the house because no one wants, you know, a janky person that's always on 10, that's always, you know, starting drama or whatever.
Right.
You want somebody that's mellow and if she wants to sleep and whatever. But like you said, next episode, it goes
get
down.
Get a little turned up.
Yeah. So we saw some people come back. So last week, we saw that Nelson, came on board, which is Nerissa's ex. And so this episode, we see him actually coming to the house.
Right.
And there's actually a little something that goes down with Dee Dee. So
I'm
apparently...
surprised I wasn't a special guest for this one.
I know,
because...
right? Right?
I know.
It gets a little crazy. So,
it's a little messy.
Yeah, so he came in like on 10. We saw last week. Yeah. He was like, I'm here because da-da-da-da, and you ran my name and all this stuff. And they was talking about the whole situation with his girl Kaylee how that all went down. So in the house, that came up again. But then your name came up because supposedly he slid in your DMs.
Well,
and
not supposedly. This happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She confirmed it on
okay.
the show.
Right. Once. Well, sorry. She slid in your DMs really hard and was, you know, you entertained, I guess, momentarily. But there was conflict because they were saying like, oh, they were trying to turn it as if you were like going bad with your girl, knowing that was her dude.
Yeah.
So explain, please.
I would love to take the floor. Thank you very much, Lem. So I feel like entertain is used out of context in this situation. Nelson's cool. I don't have a problem with him. We never had a problem. It was just us just having a normal conversation. So yeah, like literally through the DMs, like it was just a normal conversation, and I just felt wrong. Like even having a conversation with her ex, I was like, damn, like this is wrong. Uh-huh. So this happened months before Ex on the Beach. And I told Nerissa when we were out, because me and Nerissa, we never went out of our way to go out with each other. Like, we were civil when we were in Portland or in Connecticut. Like, we kept it cool. There was no beef because we were over the whole Malcolm thing.
Y'all weren't girls.
No, like we were not girls. But like her coming into the house, you see your Are You the One? You see Are You the One fam? You're like, bet. Right. We're cool. Bet, whatever. So, So I feel like it just got taken out of context. I was honest with her, and that's all that matters. I don't really care about anybody else's opinion. And where we are today, we wouldn't have been the way we are if it wasn't for Ex on the Beach.
So you guys got closer after the fact of Ex on the Beach.
Yeah.
You guys are the closest now because of it.
Because,
Back then, obviously, you guys saw each other. Mm-hmm. You guys were out partying together because of Are You the One? Mm-hmm. And you entertained Nelson probably just by, like, kind of flirting back a little bit. That's
it
what
was,
you mean by
yeah,
entertained.
Yeah, I even showed Nerissa DMs. Like, it really wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
Entertain, like I said, is out of context. But, you know, we are both trying to actually start an actual friendship because that's not how we started off. We started off competing with the same guy.
Right.
It's like now that we're growing up, we're grown women. I admitted to my mistakes just like I should have.
Yeah.
And now it's like, all right, fresh, clean slate. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah. Boom. I mean, and, you know, I could get how Janelle wanted to twist it that way because, you know, no one wants a girl close to them talking to somebody that we used to. Do you know what I'm saying? So as long as, you know, y'all's friendship is tough
that's really all that matters.
You know, keep it close, keep it pushing, you know, just prove everyone, like, I ain't gonna hide,
and
you know.
Even, I'm pretty thankful to actually be friends with Nerissa now because, you know, we put aside our differences and, you know, we both realize, like, all right, now that we're friends, we don't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, we're trying it out and she's a good-ass friend. Like,
word.
Shout out to Nerissa Mateo, girl.
Shout out.
That's some good pride.
Exactly.
You know,
word.
You swallow the pride, you keep it moving and pushing.
Absolutely.
So, all right.
We got to get another shout out because guess who walked in the building? Our guest for the evening, Morgan, is with us.
Okay.
What's up?
It's going good. I'm so sorry I'm late. Yeah. Okay. I always map and I'm like, oh, I have 10 minutes to spare. And then you're in LA and I'm like, I'm 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
but hi, I made it.
Yes.
So good to
yes.
be here. This episode is fire. So I'm so excited to talk about
super
it.
Super fire.
I mean,
super
how does
fire.
It feel being on this side of the couch and not
it's
up
here? Weird. I know. I'm so used to being
ready for you, girl.
Your spot. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, this is bizarre. It's fun, though. It's fun to kind of like watch an episode and like see my face on it and be like, oh my God, that's what I look like when I wake up without makeup.
Yeah.
Cute.
There it is.
But yeah. beautiful.
Well, yeah, there's a lot to talk about with you because, of course, since day one, seemed like you've been interjected. You've had 8 exes come. Seems like
I got a whole football team.
You had your sister, grandma came by. Like
Bring
it was
all.
Like everybody was there. But right now in the episode, we see that there's two guys that are vying for your affection.
Right.
And one in particular really likes you, Mr. J. And I like Jay. I think Jay's cool.
Yeah, I like
cool.
him.
He grew
I think
on
Jay's
me,
cool.
And I'm fucking with Jay.
Yeah, he's cool.
I
but this particular episode, he did some kind of judo karate kick or whatever, trying Brian and Holler and Corey. So I want you to kind of break down the situation as it was now that we see between Corey, because Corey gave you the big kiss, which seemed, I want you to talk about that, because that seemed really awkward.
It was so awkward. It was so uncomfortable. Okay. I'm glad you said that. I was so flustered. Like, you can tell on my face. Because he comes to kiss me, and I'm kind of like, but then he kisses me, and I'm like, oh, wait, I kind of like this. So, like, I kiss him back. Like, whatever, that was my fault. So uncomfortable, just because I knew Jay was at home. And it wasn't the fact I didn't want to kiss Corey. Like, obviously, I kissed him back. There's that. But I knew Jay cared about me so much, and I know that he was sitting in that house waiting for me to come back, and I knew how messy it was about to be for myself. So super just uncomfortable. I can't blame Corey, though, as much as, like, I hate his douchebag comments sometimes. I'm like, oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, did you ever see that Corey in front of you? I mean, we get it. He's great looking, you know? I mean, put him on The Bachelor, you know? Right. But, like, his comments that he was saying, like, did he ever show that side of him to you? Because I'm like, there's a disconnect here. And it's just his other side.
He never showed that. And, like, I think that was the issue I had with Corey. I was like, maybe if you would have shown me that, I would have been able to make up my mind a little better. But he was like a doorknob in that house. I was like, give me something. Like, I need some kind of feeling. Like, do you like me? Do you not like me? So I couldn't get mad because I finally got some kind of emotion reaction from him on the beach. Like, he kissed me. So I was like, this is awesome. You ruined my life by this. But so I couldn't get mad at him. Had I seen the comments of, like, call me daddy and, like, all this stuff, I would have been like,
girl.
Get off.
No.
Like, not having it.
But, I mean, you gotta love Corey. That's kind of how he is, and he owns it. But definitely was never like that around me when we were like together. So
how Didi, you were in the house, obviously. How was Corey like as far as with everyone else? Did he seem like he was genuine? Did he seem like he was into Morgan, or was he into everything else?
Honestly, in the house, sometimes I just be in my own world.
Yeah.
Like, I remember you and me had a conversation right before you told Jay, and you told me about Corey, and I'm like, when the hell did this happen? I'm like, since when were you guys? I'm like, I thought you were just straight into Jay, and I didn't know the back ends to it. I didn't know Corey was telling all this stuff. So I remember telling Morgan, I'm like, don't tell Jay right now, he's drinking. Just wait it out till next tomorrow. Then we have Cheyenne. Like,
right.
Go tell him.
Yeah. Note to self, never listen to Cheyenne. Should have listened to Didi.
Moral of the story.
No, but I think I love Corey. I'm so team Corey, just because he's cool. Like, he wasn't a bother, like, in my eyes.
In your
opinion. I didn't know that he was telling her all that stuff, but, right. I mean,
how did you guys feel, though, him calling everyone idiots? Like, it's him versus the idiots.
Yeah.
Like,
Corey, you're one of the idiots. Like,
when did Corey say that? You see?
Oh, okay.
See,
when is that on the episode?
Well,
yeah.
You wouldn't have seen it, but it was like on his one-on-one.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
when he gave his one-on-one. So you have this, you know, idea that you want to tell Jay what happened between you and Corey. And I guess if you're wanting to be with Jay and not with Corey, I mean, it's a respectable thing, but did you know he was going to react that way?
Not at all. 1,000%. I was like, he'll get upset.
Sure.
Maybe he'll, like, not talk to me for a little bit. I never in a million years thought he would sprint and try and attack Corey, or I would have never said it.
Oh, my God, that was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it made for wonderful TV. Now I'm like, this is fabulous. I love watching this. But at the time, I was like, I mean, he'll get mad at me. It'll be my fault, and I'll deal with it. I didn't think it was going to involve the whole entire house.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when people are drinking, their emotions are heightened. Like, that's why there was a fight every night in this house, because we're all intoxicated.
Right.
So I should have known better, but you know, when you have someone in your ear being like, tell him.
And you were tipsy, so you kind of got the courage a little bit.
Yeah, let's tell him. Sure, why not? Like, Cheyenne's telling me, like, and Cheyenne, you can probably attest to this, he's usually the voice of reason. Like, anytime we kind of have, like,
mediator.
A house meeting or anything like that, it's always Cheyenne being, like, so well-spoken and the mediator. So I'm like, shit, if Cheyenne's telling me, I guess I should.
Do it.
Bad idea.
Not a good.
It was not good.
Yeah, he reacted crazy.
He was turned up.
Yeah, and it was funny because seeing him, he seems pretty level-headed.
Yeah, like a laid-back.
Guy. Yeah, it seems hilarious. Mm-hmm. So to me, it didn't seem like he would do something like that. And I don't know if it was the alcohol talking or if he really was just into you, because when we saw when your sister popped up on y'all, when y'all at the restaurant, he was like, oh, because he knew how she felt about him, but he seemed like he was genuinely wanting to be with you.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a combination of both. I think the alcohol and the drinking and everyone. And, like, there's kind of a backstory. Like, so it was, like, this giant fun party for Farrah. So everyone's wanting to turn up.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what people don't see. That was my internal struggles. I didn't want to tell him. And everyone's like, well, you brought it up. Like, I did in the house. I was like, hey, I need to tell you something. I don't want to say it now. Oh, I should have never said that.
Yeah.
Because it planted the seed in his head. Yeah. But I was like, ah, like, he know I have a horrible poker face. Everyone saw that tonight. So he knew something was up. So I was like, all right, we'll talk about it later. Let's enjoy the party. Like, it's Farrah's, whatever, free Farrah.
Sure.
So I thought I was doing the right thing. I was like, we can have fun. But it planted the seed in his head. And then the whole night, it just started, like, snowballing. He got upset. The more he drank and the more we partied, the more you could see that he was just about to explode. So, I mean, that was my bad. I should have never done that. But
that's like when you're in a relationship and you're a significant other texts you like, hey, we need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? What happened?
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, I do have a question for you, Morgan. How did it feel, you know, last episode with your sister coming on? Like, how does she feel about it? Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, Jay was like, you know, she did introduce me to Morgan. So it was very confusing. Like, how does your sister feel about this and how did you feel?
Ooh, it's such a complicated story because my sister introduced us at, it was a Survivor party, and she basically was like, you're insane, this guy is insane, y'all should hang out, you're both crazy people, like, go party. I was like, oh, fun. So it was never that she set us up to be like, you guys should date and you'll be a beautiful couple and you should have children. It was more just like, y'all are both crazy and would have so much fun together. So that's kind of the backstory on that end. I don't think she meant to attack Jay the way it came across.
Okay.
I think she realizes I'm very type A, and it might not come across that way on the show, and he's very opposite, and she's got to hang out with both of us and see that. So I think that was what she was trying to say. It just, she's like me. Like, we don't really say it in the best way. So, I mean, I got to take her side on this. I don't think she meant anything by it, but at the same time, and I tried to explain this to her after the show. I was like, dude, what? Because, okay, that day, she stayed there 5 minutes. I was so excited. I, like, started tearing up. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, my sister. She dropped that bomb and then left.
Like, bounced.
Like, oh, immediately. So there was no time to be like, well, like, let's get an explanation. Right. Why are you saying this? It was bomb dropped. She left. And it was me and Jay staring at each other like,
oh, that's so awkward.
Oh, my God.
Right. That's crazy.
It was nuts. So I didn't get that. And then she basically was just like, I mean, I thought I was helping you out. Mm-hmm. I just thought, because before that, I told her, I was like, I'm going to this house to party and have fun. She was like, I thought I was going to help your case by helping you be single in this house. Right. And I was like, nope, I'm invested now. I was invested. You ruined it. Right. So she was clueless.
I wanted to talk about, we'll get to it in a second. Yeah. I wanted to bring up Shay, because Shay seemed, first of all, like,
yeah, we need a backtrack.
Yeah. Here. She, when she first came in the house, she was all about Corey. And she starts crying because Corey's canoodling and cupcaking.
Not canoodling.
He's canoodling.
He's cuddling.
Canoodling
he's
is
having
like
a little cuddle sesh.
Doing stuff, though. Like,
canoodling is just the same thing.
No.
Cupcake. He was cupcaking.
I think what they were cuddling, they were wasted, like, that night.
But there was another night they weren't wasted.
When I tell you, we drank every single day.
You drank
I mean, at least me. I don't know about that, but...
But he did.
There's such a weird fine line with that whole situation. Right.
Well, he said, look, there's nothing going on between us two. This is somebody I'm comfortable with, and I just wanted, you know, just somebody to cuddle with. I mean, he said that's what he said.
I mean, Jose is a beautiful man.
I mean,
and Corey's
him.
A beautiful man. I definitely don't blame the situation. I wouldn't have reacted like Shay. I mean, I get where Shay's coming from because she's probably like, oh my God, like, I'm seeing this with my own eyes. Like, what the fuck? You know, like, I'm here to cuddle with. So it's like,
my thing is, if she knows that there's nothing going on, then I just don't understand why. I mean, to the point of crying. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see, like, maybe you'd be upset, or maybe it's bothersome.
I mean, I'm sure she's drunk, too, right? So,
okay,
I don't know. I'm a crybaby. I cry for everything, so that probably would make me cry, too.
Would that have made you cry if that was your ex, dude? And he was...
I'm pretty sure I would have woken him up like, yo, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like, get up. Come cuddle with me. Like, I would have woken him like, get up.
Oh, you would just been forceful with it.
Yeah, like, okay. No.
I mean, okay. I definitely would have had a conversation. I would have been like, hey, look, like, what's really happening here? Right. Like, are you having feelings with Jose? Like, are you feeling me? Like, I'm very straight up. Like, if I need to know answers, I need to know now. Like, there's been plenty of men that I've been like, look, what's you up? Let me know.
Yeah. What's and, up? And she you did know? That, and then he kind of told her what was up. Know. And so, but she's still allowing it to bother her. So that's my issue with it.
Feel? I'm like trying to put myself in her shoes, but I think if I was in her shoes, I would see that and be like, start laughing. Like, what?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, we have to remember this was like kind of like the first couple nights Shay moved in. Everything's really overwhelming. We've been there a couple weeks. We've gotten to adjust. We've gotten to know each other. We've kind of realized the dynamic. She was thrown into this. Mm-hmm. When I say, like, as somebody who has kind of dated Corey, he is so confusing and sends so many mixed signals.
He does seem that way.
So it's just like, I'm sure she might have thought one thing, and then I don't know if she was confused about her feelings for him, and then to kind of see that happen, I'm sure it was just completely overwhelming for her. At the same time, I think she was probably a little drunk. Maybe that was why she was crying. Because even now, like, I watched the show with her, and she's not affected by it the way it was shown on camera. So I'm like, I don't know if she really was feeling something deep down. But I think it's a combination of, like, Corey, I feel like, gives some mixed signals. And I think that confuses her.
I mean, did it throw you off when you heard about it or saw it? Or was that just a normal thing?
I was in my own world of dealing with emotions and the mess I was creating with myself. I don't even think I heard about that until, like, a couple of days later. So at that point, I was like, Corey, I wish you would get with Jose. You can get out of my hair and make my life easier. So
I have a question, my first
question.
Okay. So when Corey kissed you and, you know, you told him, like, hey, you would like for him to show more emotion. Mm-hmm. When you told Jay, you were, of course, you know, telling him to be honest. But at that point, where was there a side of you that was telling him, like, because you wanted to believe Corey and a little bit kind of pursue that? Or you were just letting Jay know so you and him can go ahead and move forward?
That's such a tough question. I don't honestly know what I was doing. I was just trying. I knew it was going to come out. I was like, I get the show I'm on. I get it, Sex on the Beach. This is going to come out, and it is going to blow up in my face. Regardless if I choose Corey or if I choose Jay, I have to say something. At that, I don't even know if I made up my mind between the two at that moment. Mm-hmm. If anything, it made it worse. But I felt like I owed it at least to Jay, even if I didn't know how I was feeling. He had been honest with me the whole entire time. So I was like, regardless if I don't know right now the situation of who I'm feeling what for, I have to tell him because I owe him that. So, I mean, the emotions that were going through my head when Corey kissed me, just because I wasn't expecting it. Like, you can see it on my face. I was like, what is going on? So
I thought it was just confusion. Yeah, it seemed confusing. We do have to take a commercial break real quick. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to secure television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And you want us to grow? That's why you're here. So make sure you hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we will definitely thank you on air. Melody will be the one to do that because that's what she does. But for now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us on the ESPN of TV Talk. Speaking of, our live chat is popping.
Very popping.
Super popping. Is there any questions that we have for our guests?
Yes, we have LXS214 for Morgan. Did you second guess yourself after Jay went crazy on Corey?
1,000%. Seeing that kind of behavior, that's just the opposite of something I'm looking for in a serious relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's the point where I was getting with Jay. I was like, if I'm going to pursue him and I have gotten myself in this messy-ass love triangle and I finally choose someone, it's because I want to date them. And to see that kind of crazy reaction honestly terrified me. So that led to a lot of second guessing. I mean, obviously it was kind of my fault because of the Corey kiss. But I mean, you want to see someone kind of react in an adult fashion. I'm not saying that Jay was wrong for that, but I'm always like, violence is never the answer, guys. Like, let's use our words on our fist. So I think that really made me kind of second guess having a serious relationship with him.
Jay. Because before that, it seemed like you were about him, and you wanted to. The whole reason why you talking to Corey is because, hey, that's not what I want. I really want to focus on Jay. He's here. I want to build this connection and build what we have. Correct.
Correct. 100%.
And then he does the high jump
and then,
over.
Ooh, and then he does that, and I was like, maybe I should reevaluate things.
Right. That makes sense.
Well, we have one more. PM616, loving these little names here. Ask Morgan why she lied to Jay that she didn't kiss Corey back when she did.
I was trying to save my ass. I was like, if I can make myself look good in this situation and make Corey look like the bad guy, I'm going to 100% do it. I mean, I should have been honest, and who knows, it'll probably bite me in the ass in the future. But at that moment, I was like, I'm going to make myself look as good as possible, and I'm going to make him hate Corey. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we'll be okay. At that point, I was just like, I want to salvage something with Jay. And I feel like I have a little bit of, like, I still am defending myself. Corey did kiss me. I just happened to kiss him back. Mm-hmm.
There's another question but I want to get into Cheyenne and this whole situation that he concocted, because he wanted to get Corey Z out of there. And he was talking to you guys, and he's politicking. He's talking to people like, hey, I really want you to vote for Corey Z. Obviously, there's some people that wanted to get Dee Dee out. Right. but it came down to, why was he so, because I know there was this like love triangle between them, but it seemed like there was a lot of talk about, you got a boyfriend at home. Like, why is this going on? What was the real reason why he wanted to get Corey's out? Did he really just want to focus on the other guy?
Well, I can't speak for Cheyenne because I'm not him, but I mean, when I was in the house, I didn't even know there was a love triangle going on. I didn't even know that Murray and Corey were having this whole conversation until I was in the room one day and I seen Corey crying. I'm like, hey, like, what's up? Like, what's going on?
Corey Z,
yeah. Uh-huh. And he started telling me, and he's like, yo, you know, Murray's over here telling me one thing or whatever, giving me mixed signals. But then I see him with Cheyenne, like, I can't be here or whatever. So it's like, I understand as to why Cheyenne wanted Corey, because he didn't, Murray wasn't giving him that attention. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely feel if someone's really for you, you know, look at the actual equation here. Right. If you're really trying to pursue your ex, your ex should be trying to pursue you as well. Back. If he's still giving his attention to another ex, then why are you still trying to pursue someone that's not giving you the same energy?
For real. What was your take on that, Morgan?
I mean, I 100% agree with that. But at the same time, Murray has this weird thing where he can make people fall in love with him. I don't understand it.
Yeah, he made me fall in love too.
I adore him. And I'm watching this and I'm like, you're so shady. Mm-hmm. And I probably would still date you. Like, it's so bizarre to me. But I'm sure that's kind of what Cheyenne was feeling. It's like, he's so infatuated with Murray, and you can tell. But at the same time, I think Cheyenne knows that Murray still has feelings for Corey. Like, he has to know, but there's just some weird magnetic thing about Murray that people can't help. So I definitely agree with that. I don't blame Cheyenne for wanting to get Corey C out. I'm like, shoot, I wanted a campaign to get Corey Brooks out, and I couldn't. Right. So I don't blame him.
Who did you end up voting for?
I think I voted Corey Z.
You did vote for Corey Z.
And I had my own reasons. Obviously, everyone was against Kareem, but what wasn't shown, which I to this day, like, will still, despite all the shit Kareem said, will have his back, because after the whole Jay Corey fiasco, I like ran off and I was like, I quit. I'm done with this show. He like scooped me up in his arms and was like, you're coming with me. Calm down. You're not leaving this show. You're not quitting. And he like scooped me up, took me away, like put me on a couch, like wrapped me in a blanket. And like, you're going to be okay. Calm down. So after that, I was like, dude, regardless of what he said, that was like the nicest gesture anyone had done for me at that point. So I was like, I can't vote him out.
Props to Kareem. Also, another reason as to why I did not vote Kareem out, because you would think, because he called me a bitch, I would want to go ahead and vote him out. He actually pulled me aside and apologized.
Really?
And he said sorry to me, and he said, hey, you know where I come from, I never ever see exes getting as cool, you know, and getting along as you and Malcolm were. So the words that I said to you, I genuinely apologize. That's why I didn't vote him out. But with Corey, he expressed to me, like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to keep being hurt. Like, I want to go home. So I'm like, all right.
It seemed to me, being the only guy here, so I'll just speak on it. Because you know, but it seemed like, I mean, we mess up. I mean, let's just keep it real. We say mistakes. Things. I mean, we all make mistakes.
They make mistakes.
But whatever.
Oh, you make no mistakes. But, okay. She perfect over here.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm trying to, you know, give it the real.
Mess up.
But, you know, there's oftentimes that we may say things that, you know, later on we don't think through. Right, and I think that I'm trying to keep it real. Come on,
I'm just and saying. So, okay, no, I'm gonna let him finish.
Okay, let me finish.
I'm gonna let you finish.
So I think when he came in, he definitely, you know, had something against Maya, and I think he initially, you know, he was cool, but Maya, you know, pissed him off, and so he's like, all right, I'm gonna get you back, and he said what he said, which was really bad. But I think afterwards, seeing the backlash, seeing everything that happened, I think he regretted what he said. And I think he was remorseful for it. And it seemed like he was trying to make things better. And like, you know, when you said what you said, like, I wish they would have showed that because that's a cool gesture. And then talking to you, like, I think he tried to do things. And even he tried with Maya, but Maya wasn't about that life. But I think he really tried to correct his wrong. Not saying that. You know, an apology needed to be accepted or anything like that. But I think he was remorseful for what he did. That's just okay. My little humble opinion.
That's a great humble opinion. Oh, my. All I'm going to say is there's so many different types of men. I've dated the men who there's no reason to hit below the belt.
Facts.
I'm lucky to be with somebody who would never go below the belt and disrespect
absolutely
a woman
agree.
Like that. You gotta
facts
be grown.
Facts on facts.
You gotta continue, be preach. A real man. A real man will never call a woman a bitch. Mm-hmm. A real man will true. Never put around a rumor about their right. ex, no matter what. Mm-hmm. A grown-ass man will keep it pushing and be a grown-ass man. Like, I'm sorry, there's no excuse at all for a man to say what he said. I mean, it was on camera. He had no choice. It was filmed. But I know men like that. And I'm not saying, there's so many men like that. All different races, they're all like that. But there are good men out there who will not put a woman down like that. I'm
and,
sorry.
And no, I do I'm agree. And I'm not making justifying him at all. I think,
right. No, I
think,
know you're not.
I think he's a douchebag. You know, and I think when Malcolm was here, he kind of he's like, yeah, he's a douchebag. Like, we were cool, but he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
And so I definitely think he's a douchebag. And I'm not negating anything he did or
right.
he didn't have. He should not have said what he said.
And even those guys that I know, yeah. they have a great side yeah. to them.
Yeah. Right. They're
but
good
then there's always that other side.
Friends.
And that side ain't cool.
They're great, but when it comes to relationships, right. douchebags. Boo-boo. You know?
Boo-boo. No, they get egged out.
Yeah. I think he just, but I think he was trying. I'm just saying, like, seeing it visually yes. as a watcher, yeah. Someone on the outside, it seemed like he was trying to make amends for what he did. That right. was, I mean, but too little too late.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we see he got yeah. booted out.
I mean, props
out.
To him yeah. to saying sorry, but in certain situations, mm-hmm. you know, you may yeah. forgive, but you never forget.
You don't forget. Yeah. And some
moving
things,
on.
Like, yeah,
we've
exactly.
given him way too much time.
I love all of you guys.
We did have one more question in the chat that we do want to.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I took a photo of it because y'all be talking up in here and y'all be leaving right. my spots. Let me get to
moving.
The photos real quick. All right. So, Joseph wants to know, how were you approached to do the show, and were you shocked that they found two of your exes?
Ooh, this is a long story. Okay, so my sister obviously set me up with Jay. We met at a party. He then asked me to go on a date with him randomly, and I was like, whatever, sure, I'll grab a drink with you. Jay on this date, it's Jay, and you can probably see him do this. The whole time, he was like, acting like a whale. I don't know why. He's mimicking
Jay.
A whale and like walking around this restaurant. And I was like, literally, I was like, this guy, oh my, you're embarrassing me. Oh my, like, please sit down. You're drawing attention to yourself.
I it's mean, like, child, please.
I'm sit. Like, Jay, sit. So that was our first date. And I was like, oh my God, who is this guy? We went on a few dates after that. And then it just fizzled out. I ghosted, whatever. I'm not a great
okay.
person when it comes to that.
Yeah.
So I ghosted.
But then he actually got the call for X on the Beach.
Interesting.
He got the call, and they're like, give me a list of all the girls you've gone on dates with. Mm. He gave them my name. I had a Skype call, and they're like, oh, tell us about Jay. And I was like, Jay from Survivor? I was like,
oh, he was on Survivor.
He was on Survivor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, my God, yeah, I've dated him. Like, we've been going on dates for a couple months. And then they're like, oh, tell me about you. And I was like, oh, I was on Big Brother. And that's when they were like,
ching, ching.
Wait a second.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they're like, give me your exes. And I have a horrific habit of dating guys. on reality TV. So it's like, wow, this girl's a gold mine of all her douchebag exes that we can call and they would gladly do it. So from there, it just happened.
That's what happened.
That's so funny. I could totally see Jay on Survivor because I'm like, where did he come from? Right. I mean, I don't watch Survivor, but I was like, where did he come from? Yeah. He was on freaking Survivor.
Right.
Can I get some survivor effects?
Ding, 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 ding. Let's talk about the elimination ceremony.
Okay.
So there was three casualties, people that got cut votes. So Dee Dee got two votes. Did you address the room that time?
Who did it this time?
right. Because I already know
who did it. Honestly, it was so funny because when I found out that Farrah cut me, I really thought it was Maya Janelle. So I'm like, all right, you know, I already know who the two cuts are, whatever. But when I found out Farrah cut me, I was like, Phil, what?
What?
I'm like, I've never done anything to you for you to want to come in, for you to go ahead and say, oh, well, Kareem cooks, Dee Dee doesn't cook. You can vouch for me.
She didn't cook all the time.
And I even made a whole house meal. I had made a whole family dinner. Even though when girls didn't like me, I still was like, dinner time.
Yeah.
I want everybody to go ahead and think it, you know, eat.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Huh. That's so hilarious. I mean, it was not a surprise.
But the reasons of why Farrah was cutting people, like, I was just dying laughing. I was like, this woman.
I don't even think Farrah ate the food.
Farrah only eats organic. She only drinks her water.
Such a diva. Corey Z got four votes, and then Kareem got four. So because it was a tie, they ended up going to the exes. Mm-hmm. And so basically, Romeo said, hey, it's a tie again.
Right.
Then both of them are going home. And
Romeo
so,
knew what he was doing.
Yeah. So then people are saying, but it was interesting because one would say one name and then it's like, oh, I just want to balance it out. Let me say another name. And I feel like secretly they just wanted both of them gone. And then it comes down to Nelson, who was the newbie at this point.
Why would we give Nelson the tie breaking vote? Oh, I need to know.
Nelson is from the challenge. He will do all savage moves. Okay.
I mean, he is no fun.
Nelson is the messiest.
You guys will see because Nelson got a mouth.
Nelson does whatever he can to stir that damn pot. I was like, Nelson, you've been here 2 days. You don't know either one of these. Why are you making the final decision?
Yeah. No, he really. Crazy. Yeah, he. That was definitely a challenge move.
That was
for sure.
100%.
I'm just gonna vote and just get them both out. All right. Good night.
But when I tell you, we were all shocked when it was two. I was like, I didn't even remember that season one had a double elimination. Mm-hmm. So I'm over here just, I feel like I'm new to this show. And I'm just watching him like, two of them are going out. It wasn't me, though.
Yeah. Not me. So, yeah, they both had to go. You know, they said their goodbyes. Definitely Corey Z. I think Kareem was kind of like, okay. I mean, I don't think he was, like I said before, he was trying to get with everybody. But Corey Z was definitely taking it hard. He was just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe. So they both get eliminated, and then that's it. That was the end of the show. Mm-hmm. I want to get to our news and gossip before we close, since we've got 6 minutes. Did you get to your notes?
Yeah, I didn't need a memo.
Okay. Go ahead, Messy Melody.
All right, I know what you're
doing. What you got, girl? What you got?
No, I see her. Oh, okay. Y'all want me to start? Okay.
All right. The news and gossip today. You guys, I've been getting DMs and messages, and so I don't even have to talk much because it's, you know, involving our guests the whole time. The first one, we can just go ahead and address the tweets that have been going on with Janelle talking about Dee Dee, Angela putting her two cents in. Everyone's been going in, so Dee Dee.
What's up, girl?
I don't know if that's a screenshot. What does that tweet say?
Okay. Well,
I didn't see these tweets yet.
Even want to read it. I just want you to address it.
Well, go. I want to know what she
check
said.
Out, check out Janelle's Twitter to know what she's...
It's Bad Girl Janelle.
Do you want to speak
on it? I'll say it.
Speak on it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say what it says? Okay.
Go ahead.
Dee Dee said she wanted to go home after Malcolm said the real reason he dumped her was because her pussy was off. I was just fulfilling her wish. You mean his wish? Or her wish?
Because she said she wanted... You wanted to go home, Dee Dee? What happened?
You know,
I can't believe they keep on talking about your pussy, girl. Like, they've been down there.
I don't know. That argument...
Can we say that word? I don't like that word.
That argument did happen. It happened right before the first elimination. Mm-hmm. They told me that Malcolm said that. I confronted him about it. And when me and him spoke, He was like, I used the wrong wording. There was nothing wrong with your vagina. What I meant to say was the sex was off. When we saw each other for the second time, the sex wasn't there. And you even know that. And I told him, I'm like, you're right. Like, we had sex. When I seen Malcolm after Are You the One, the sex was when we were just horny, hornballs in the house. So when we had sex, we're like, This is weird. So I yelled at him. I'm like, so you decided to choose the wrong wording.
See, you shouldn't have spoken
about it. And now we have people in the house that are going to go ahead, and I know they were going to take it to social media and make it up into something that really wasn't. And they know the real what he really meant. So it's like, why are we going on social media still talking about me? You know, I still don't understand where all this is coming from.
I mean, Malcolm should have never talked about intimacy. Like, I'm sorry. Right. Like, there's no reason to talk about intimacy, about what, you know, you guys do behind closed doors.
Yeah. I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, that's my ex-boyfriend. So I took it, you know, it directly to him. And if he said sorry to me, but that's all that matters. It shouldn't be going on social media trying to, you know, make it look like it's whiffy down there, because all the other guys that I've been with, they ain't seen nothing.
Yeah.
So my ex-boyfriends ain't ever said nothing to me. So I mean,
so that's where it would stem from.
You keep it classy and you keep it pushing.
That's crazy. Exactly. Yeah.
We're gonna keep it pushing and we're gonna keep it positive.
I wish they would have beeped my.
Yeah. And then for those of us who tuned in last week, we got Nerisse and Dee Dee speaking on their relationship with Morgan. And everybody is dying to know where that relationship stands today.
Everyone is dying to know.
Yes.
I will speak on that. Me and Morgan never had beef. Like, Morgan, you know, when you caught me after elimination, you came up to me and you said sorry. On New Year's, we were perfectly fine. And just because of what I've seen on live, like, what I saw on live, and just because, you know, you inserted yourself, I just felt like, you know, if you were my friend, there was no need to even say anything. And, like, me, how I handle things in the real world, it's like, all right, if I see something I don't like, I just take out the negativity, because then I'm going to start thinking other things.
Right.
But even now, even after, you know, I unfollowed you, I don't talk about you on social media. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping it civil right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's no bad blood. It's just, that was my way of coping with negativity.
Right. And I completely understand that. I think my side of it was, it's like, obviously, I'm cool with everyone. I'm like Switzerland in this house. Like, whatever. Switzerland. I am obviously very close with Maya and Janelle, and I think that is the issue that comes, because I feel a little bit more biased towards them because I spent more time with them in the house. So, especially with Maya, because we've hung out, so I feel the need to kind of have her back. And not that I would even ever say anything bad about you and Nerisse on social media. Like, New Year's, we got along great, all this stuff. I think just because I'm more associated with Maya and Janelle, it comes across as I'm kind of like one of like the mean girls, when I have nothing bad to say.
I never said that you were mean.
Yeah. Like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But I have nothing bad to say about y'all. I was just surprised when you and Nerisse blocked me, because I did say something on the X on the Beach thing only because I was involved in that clip. Had I not, the clip had my commentary being like, oh, Maya, like, where's your commentary now? When after the ceremony, despite my commentary, she did come up and say something to you after explaining it. So that was the only reason I commented on the X on the Beach thing. I was like, you know, as the narrator of this clip who said all this about Maya, I will have her back and say she did say something after.
Oh, that was the one I was mad about.
Okay.
I was mad about the live where Maya was talking shit about my pussy and you stepped in like, ooh.
Okay.
So I just felt that was kind of like, I understand, you know, I think that everyone can go ahead and be loyal to different friendships. You know what I mean? So I never thought like, oh, she's going to go ahead and tell my... No, like, I thought me and you were cool. I just felt like, you know, your input shouldn't have been in there if you're trying to be neutral.
Right.
And that made it seem like, wait, we was just hanging out 2 days ago.
Right.
Like, what happened?
And I 100% understand where that comes from. I think, obviously, when you're with your friends, it's easy to get wrapped up and like...
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you and Nerisse doing a live and one of your friends hopped in, it's like really easy, especially because I am a little bit more biased towards Maya and Janelle and having their side, whereas I don't have anything bad to say about y'all. And in the live, if I did have something bad to say about you, Nerisse, I feel like I would have ran my mouth real quick. But, I mean, I did, like, pop in here and there, and I think the only thing I did say was I comment on the Stay Relevant party as to, like, what I had heard directly from people as to why they were not let in. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing bad about you guys, just being like, yo, this is what I heard. Like, I talked to Joe. Yeah. He told me that whatever, they might fight y'all, all this stuff. That's why it wasn't let in. I was supposed to go to the party with my Janelle, and I just went by myself instead. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Damn, Instagram Live is like the root of all evil.
I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, I just don't think anyone should be talking about anybody, woman's body parts. You know, us as women, we're insecure in general. We have our moments. You know, we need to be uplifting. I mean, if you want to take a jab, take jabs all you want, but not very, that's super, super personal. And I don't think you should be going through that. No. You know, I think there should be an apology, at least with that, because I do think that's taking it too far. There's enough with play and, you know, there's reasons of why people want to battle, but I just think that's a low blow. So I'm like, I'm sorry you have to deal with that. Right. I just think that's really wrong.
Yeah, we have to worry about these guys doing us dirty. And on top of that, we have to worry about our girls, too. So it's like, stop pitting us against each other and grow up.
I mean, here's just my last two cents on this. Yeah. And you can attest to it, too. Like, we filmed the show weeks, months ago.
Exactly.
The fact that we're all still arguing about irrelevant shit.
Oh, 100%.
And our whole entire cast is guilty of it. I'm guilty of getting involved. Our group chat is guilty of getting involved. I'm like, can everyone, like, watch the episode, enjoy it. We're all friends now. Mm-hmm. We went through that together. And it's like, I look at my Big Brother cast. That never happens with us, you know? Like, because it's like, you should take the process and we should bond over it. We went through this together. No one else has gone through a crazy experience like
that. The same thing.
And instead, it's like X on the Beach is just attacking each other. Mm-hmm. The reunion show will be fire. I'm sure it'll be entertaining, but I'm like, we're going to kill each other and hurt each other in the process. So I'm just like...
But you see, that's why me and Arise, we talk about it. You know, there's no point of retaliating and kind of going on social media and letting our anger, because we both know that right now where the show is, we all didn't like each other. But yeah, but now we're just seeing it. Like, we're just reliving it. All right, but at the end of the show, there's a different outcome. So it's like, why are we trying?
Right.
Why are we going so hard on social media to put each other down for what, when we already went through this already?
Exactly.
Like, we already know what's
and
up.
And I feel like Malcolm's the cause of this. Malcolm!
Malcolm! He's actually right behind the door. No, I'm joking.
And I'm sorry I'm emotional, but you know, I just love women. Yeah, no, I know. I'm just emotional. You know, I love women. Women need to be loved. And I'm an emotional ass bitch. You can ask my man. I just
be crying. My God.
On that note, we have to go.
Oh, my God.
Kumbaya. So there it is. We're all one.
Yay.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. I'm just so good to have closure. This is what we do at AfterBuzz. We get closure.
We
get it done. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can follow me everywhere at Lim Gonzalez, the emotional one, Sensei.
I don't want to follow me as in they don't behind. Play. Clearly, I'm not playing. I'm fucking crying right now.
Melody.
All right, you guys can check me out everywhere at Melody_Rose.
Dee Dee, where you at?
Well, you know, you boppies can go ahead and follow me on Instagram at DeAngelo_. You guys will see my Snapchat and my Twitter on my bio, so don't forget to follow your girl.
Boom. Morgan, where can the fans follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Morgan Lee Willett, on Twitter at Morgan_Willett. I don't have matching names because some 12-year-old took my name on Instagram. It's very rude. I've messaged her incessantly, but like, she won't give it to me, so there you go.
That's comedy. Until next week, and next week actually is my birthday, so you know we gotta have a make sure a turned up show is going down. It's about to be super lit. Hey. But make sure you tune in next week and leave comments on this show.
Boom. I love you guys.
Bye. Peace.
Our founder Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.